I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. His relationship status tends to confuse, and when she wasn't around for cucumber service, Tom blew a fuse. It's Watch What Happens Live at Home with Aisha and Rob from Below Deck Med now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with one guest whose relationship is a tug of war, and another who may have a future in jujitsu. From Below Deck Med, it's Aisha Scott and Rob Westergaard. Hey, you two, great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Aisha, where are you tonight?
I'm in Breckenridge at the moment.
Oh, lucky you. And Rob, are you still down in Florida?
I am, still in West Palm, man.
Awesome. Lucky you. Okay. I have questions for you about tonight's episode, because that freak out that Tom had at you about the cucumbers was next level. What was going through your mind, Aisha?
I was just in complete shock and confusion, because I'd been at the jiu-jitsu lesson and I came downstairs because I heard the word cucumber on the radio and I was like, oh, like something's going to go down. And I walked into the galley, and then all of a sudden, Tom's just screaming at me and yelling at me. And I literally had no idea what was going on. And I think that's what, I'm so annoyed at myself that I even cried, but it's because I was so confused.
I bet. Now, I did not totally get what was going on between you and Jess in tonight's episode, Rob. Like, I mean, were you flirting with Aisha?
No, I wasn't.
On the night out? You were not.
No.
And so, what was going on between the two of you tonight?
I think she just felt really threatened, you know, like I was showing Aisha a trick with a can on my hand, and I was, you know, trying to get everyone involved. Like I went up there and I, boy, it's a hard thing to answer. No, I just can't fully remember that, trying to go back into that space.
It definitely
wasn't
flirtatious.
Aisha, what was your reaction when you saw tonight's episode, all that was going on with Rob and Jess?
I just thought it was absolutely ridiculous. Like, I think she was just such a jealous person that it's like he could have been speaking to any female, not just me, and she would have absolutely hated it, you know?
Do you think that there was anything that she should have been jealous about relating to your interactions with Rob?
No way, 100% not. Like, the way that I acted with Rob was the same way that I acted with all of the boys on the boat. It was completely platonic. We're just having fun, and I think the thing is with me, like, I've got a very bubbly, outgoing personality, and I don't know, someone might misconstrue that for flirting, but it definitely wasn't.
Rob, we have not seen you since the episode aired where Hannah got fired by Captain Sandy. What was your reaction to how that all went down?
I just feel that Captain Sandy was doing what she, you know, what she's supposed to, and being a captain definitely wasn't personal. I think it was, you know, she was looking out for us and the owner of the vessel.
Okay. Well, since Aisha is finding herself in the middle of some Jess-Rob drama, I thought I'd help by putting Rob in the middle instead. That helps, right? It's time to play Stew Oughta Know. Rob, I have questions. Pick your answers between the bobbing heads of Jess and Aisha. Okay, Rob, who has a better sense of humor, Jess or Aisha?
Ooh, Aisha.
Who would make a better chief stew?
Aisha.
Oh, my God.
Who did more to earn those big charter tips?
They both did.
Who gives off better energy?
Oh, Aisha.
Who's Captain Sandy's favorite?
I can't tell. I'm going to go with both of them. It's two different relationships.
Who gives better hugs?
Jess.
Jess does. Who would you rather have join you for an excursion with the guests?
Jess.
Who would you rather be trapped on a desert island with?
Oh, my Lord. Jess?
I don't know if I believe you, but all right, let's leave it there. Well, Tom did not seem thrilled about having to chop up a cucumber. But tonight, a special guest is happy to cut in with juicy questions for both of you about your time at sea, making his virtual clubhouse debut. It's the Shady Cucumber. Oh, Shady Cucumber.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Shady Cucumber, what's your first question?
Great Tom's cooking on a scale from 1 to 10. Is his food worth the drama?
Oh my God, Shady Cucumber, are you like a valley guy? Are you like a stoner? Okay, so yeah, rate Tom's food from 1 to 10, Aisha.
I think, to be honest, I'd give it a 10. He's got really good food.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So was his food worth the drama, Aisha?
Yes. Every chef is a drama queen.
Wow. Okay, Shady Cucumber, what's your next question?
Rob, looking back, do you think you were really in love with Jess or just caught up in the seduction of the sea?
Oh my God.
Were you caught up in the seduction of the sea or were you really in love?
I think I was totally in love, bro. Yeah. Totally.
Oh my God, Rob's a Valley guy too. Okay, Valley Cucumber, what's your next question?
Aisha, whose cucumber was more impressive, Jack's or Tanner's?
What the f***? I'm so sorry.
They both were very impressive, but I guess Jack had more chances to show me how he uses it.
Damn. This is a shady mother cucumber met a shady cucumber. Okay, Shady Cucumber, ask your last question to Rob.
Rob, marry, shag, or kill? Hannah, Laura, Bugs.
Okay, marry, shag, kill, Rob. Hannah, Lara, Bugs. Who do you marry? Who do you shag? Who do you kill?
Gee whiz. marry Bugs. Keep it South African.
Yeah.
Shag Hannah and then kill Lara.
Okay, thank you, Shady Cucumber. That was fun. It was fun to see you.
Laura.
Thanks, Cucumber.
Okay, very good. That may not be the last that we've seen of the Shady Cucumber. Beth A. Facebooked, would either of you work with Tom and Malia again? They seem a bit annoying as a couple.
I'd work with them again. I didn't really find them annoying, but I suppose I wasn't paying too much attention to them, so.
Asha H. wants to know if you were shocked at how quickly Jessica got jealous of you, and did she at all try to sabotage you in any way behind the scenes or with guests?
I was definitely shocked how quickly she got jealous, just because I'm so not a jealous person. I found it quite difficult to relate. But I did try and, you know, I was trying to put myself in her shoes and see it from her perspective, but it was difficult. But I'm definitely no sabotage. She's not, I don't think she's that kind of person.
No, I don't think so.
Rob, Meredith L. emailed and said, it looks like you and Jessica had a major communication breakdown between your ex texting and you talking to Aisha in the club tonight. What do you wish Jess would understand about these situations that she just isn't getting? It feels like she never lets you speak.
Ooh, that's a powerful question. I just feel that I was pretty transparent about everything. Like, I feel that if her ex-boyfriend would have texted her, like, I would have liked to have known that. So I was open about that communication. And in the club, I guess, I don't know, just come and join the space. Like, there was no flirtatious vibes there. There was just me trying to, like, you know, show someone a trick and have a good time. Like, it was just, I don't know, just be a little bit more chill, I guess.
Okay, last question before break. Oh, hey, Alice said, Rob, since you quickly broke it off with your ex when you met Jess, were you tempted to do the same when Aisha came on board?
No, I wasn't. No, I was fully invested with Jess.
All right. Aisha, Denise W. wants to know if you were attracted to Rob at all when you first met him.
Not in the slightest. And no offense, Rob, it's nothing to do with you. It's just I wasn't attracted to anyone on board.
No offense taken.
Okay, Rob, Richard D. wants to know if you think Jess was offended when Aisha told her hair reminds her of a cat. And do you agree with Aisha?
It was a compliment.
Was it? I feel it could have been taken that way, yeah. And I don't agree with Aisha, no. It doesn't remind me of a cat.
Rob, Alexis F. emailed and said, I found Jess's response at the end of the Bally scavenger hunt to be a bit subdued. Were you expecting a more excited reaction out of her like I was? That was so cute.
I mean, yeah, I think I went in there with a little bit of expectations to, I went in there with expectations, but she responded the way she felt she needed to. I can't really answer for Jess.
All right. Well, Aisha, everyone who watched Below Deck Med last season has a clear image imprinted in their memory of Jack asking you out on a sheet. Your relationship had some wrinkles when you made it back to land and he got back with his ex. So I have a speed round of questions about how it all unfolded. Here we go.
Okay.
Was Jack in contact with his ex while you two were on the boat together?
I did catch a text message from her when we stepped off the boat.
After the season, did you agree to stay exclusive or did you have an open arrangement?
We didn't have an open arrangement, but I tried to have the conversation with him about should we like end this, but he kind of just ran away to London instead and went back to her.
Oh, wow. Well, I was going to ask how soon after you ended the season did he start dating the ex again?
Like 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you saw on Instagram that alerted you to Jack being unfaithful to you?
So I already was a little bit sus because, as I said, he like avoided that conversation I wanted to have about what we should be. And then I was just feeling very sus when he was in London and I saw his ex was looking at my Instagram. So I went and looked at hers and I saw that she was at the family wedding he said he had to go to before I arrived.
Wow.
So that's how I found out.
What kinds of messages did Jack's girlfriend send you, by the way?
She messaged me saying, hey, can you stop trying to call my boyfriend? Thanks. Because I was trying to call him to break up with him and he wasn't answering the call and I knew why he wasn't answering the call. But I was like, I'm not a child like him. We have to have the conversation to end it. So she texted saying, please stop messaging my boyfriend. And so I sent her a photo of him asking me out and I said, you mean my boyfriend?
How did that go?
She wasn't happy, and I just laughed it off.
How soon after he had a baby did you decide to be friends again? And what made you decide you were ready to be buds?
It was before he had a baby. It was maybe like, I was pissed off at him. And so I was like, you know, he can come and apologize to me if he wants to. And then it was actually Travis set up a conversation between us where he could apologize. And I just decided to leave it there and put it in the past because at the end of the day, we actually did have a really good friendship and I don't want to hold on to anything negative. So I just let it go.
I love it.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you did. That's very sweet. Now, Rob, we have an important matter to discuss with you. You may be South African, but maybe we should start calling you Mr. Americana because in 2013, you were in a Vanity Fair cover shoot with Taylor Swift. And I have a speed round of questions.
Yeah.
When you got booked for this gig, did you know it was a shoot with Taylor Swift or were you surprised?
Well, I was surprised, yeah. My agent was like, we have this opportunity for you to shoot with Peter Lindbergh, who was like the greatest fashion and editorial photographer ever. And they were like, listen, you're going to shoot with someone famous. And I was like, I don't really care. Like, I just want an image from Peter Lindbergh. And yeah, when I arrived, it was kind of, yeah, I saw her. And
was there any flirting between the two of you? Did you hope for a love connection?
I mean, there was a little back and forth here, teaching her some Xhosa and stuff like that. So, yeah, don't really. Obviously,
did it carry over? Did it carry over after you left the shoot?
No.
Okay.
that little cheeky smile.
I know. I mean, well, I hope so. How would you rate Taylor's modeling skills?
Very natural. I feel she also grew up in that world, so I feel that she knew how to like move in front of a camera. So she seemed really natural. So yeah, good.
All right. Well, we love the image. I was kind of hoping the two of you were going to walk off in the sunset together. Thank you very much. Aisha, Crystal I texted and wanted to know if it bothers you at all that Jess doesn't say your name right in her interviews because it bothers Crystal.
Not at all. Like, I've had people say my name wrong my whole life, but I just couldn't care less.
Aisha, Grace F. wants to know what you think about the fact that Hannah didn't want to switch rooms to be with Bugsy. Do you think she went about that the right way?
I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't really want to comment on that. I don't know how she felt at the time.
For both of you, Haley S. wants to know if Tom's freakout over the frozen seafood, if that was one of the biggest chef freakouts you've seen during your time on the boat.
Yeah, it's probably the most demonstrative one that I've seen. Like, usually it's just a whole lot of swear words under their breath, but yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it was
Rob. Anna W. wants to know if you blame having issues throwing the line on being distracted by the drama in your relationship.
I mean, I was pretty consumed by that, yeah. That was where, like, my main focus seemed to have been throughout the series. And I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, up until this point.
Do you regret telling Jess you loved her so soon into the relationship?
No, I don't regret that. It's how I feel, so why would I regret that?
Oh. Aisha, I'm the Laverne, wants to know how it felt to come on mid-season and into a situation where everyone was coupled up and so much drama had already gone down. Was it hard to connect with people?
Yeah, it definitely was hard to connect to people. Like, I'm so used to, because I do temp work, I am very used to coming into crews later in the stage and trying to kind of slipping myself in. But I think because it's a smaller crew and everyone was so, like, coupled up, it definitely made things more difficult.
I'm sorry.
Rob, Dave I wants to know if your ex has reached out to you since the show aired and if you think she's watching.
Well, I'm more than sure that she's watching, but no, she hasn't.
All right. Well, it is time to throw it back with
This Day in Bravo History.
All right. Thank you, Paul. On this day in 2010, we aired Flipping Out, Season 4, Episode 6, which, like every single episode of Flipping Out, included Zoila clapping back at Jeff.
Good afternoon. It's been a day at Jeff Lewis's office.
Hello, buddy. Day in Jeffrey Lewis's office. May this I help?
Okay. Even though Jeff and Zoila did not end the show on great terms, I'm happy to say that they have reconciled. And Jeff tells me that Zoila is alive and well and has been waiting out COVID in Nicaragua, but she's coming back to LA soon. I want to thank Aisha and Rob for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night. We're going live on Twitter right now for the after show. Thanks, you two. Great to see you.
Bye.
Good to see you, thank too.
You.
Thank you very much.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's the What's What Happens Live after show from the crew of the Wellington. It's Aisha Scott and Rob Westergaard. Rob, would you say that you are still in love with Jess?
Yeah, I do have a lot of love for Jessica, yes. It's a good question.
That's nice.
No one's asked me that, so yeah.
Wow. That's nice. Okay, well, I guess we'll find out at the reunion what kind of terms you guys are on. But I think that's... You seem like someone who falls hard.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to do something half-assed, you know? But... Yeah. Sucks a little bit.
Why don't you guys just get back together?
Yeah. I wish it was so simple.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't seem so simple. Aisha, Roy K. emailed and said, considering what happened with Jack, are you trying to stay away from dating your coworkers going forward?
Well, I am not working on yachts anymore, so there's that. And I also have a boyfriend at the moment, so definitely not looking at coworkers.
There you go. Rob, Margie M. wants to know if you think your working relationship with Malia got worse or better as the season went on.
I think it got better. The communication got better. We understood each other more. There's some things that you don't see that don't make it to the cut, but yeah, it got a lot better.
Aisha Doreen asked, said, after Captain Sandy said you received an $18,000 tip from Johnny Damon, you said it was disappointing. Did you expect the Damons to pay more?
I don't know. When I looked back on it, when I watched that back, I was like, are you a sassy little bitch? But I think the thing with yachting is you get so used to a certain tip that when you get less, it's like disappointing. I don't know, you kind of lose sense of reality in yachting, because if you got that money anywhere else, you'd be like, yes! But just because it was lower than the others, you're like, oh.
Right.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Last question. Rob Garnett L. wants to know how you feel about Bugs briefly stepping in as mediator between you and Jess after Jess broke down crying.
That was a bold move, and I have a lot of love for her for doing that. And I don't think I even thanked her for that. So if you're seeing this, thank you, Bugs. I appreciate you.
Oh. Rob, what are you doing down there in Florida? Are you working on a boat right now or what?
I am, yeah. I'm in the engineering department of a vessel called Jamaica Bay, big 60-meter vessel. And, yeah, yard period, just there's a lot going on. So I'm pretty occupied right now. So I'm happy.
Very good. And are you single right now?
I am single, yeah.
Have your DMs blown up since the show's been on?
Well, after our first interview between you and I got a lot of DMs about rope play and bondage and all that kind of stuff. yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Sorry.
But just people laughing at my dad jokes that I upload, you know? Nothing more than that.
All right. I want to thank Aisha and Rob. You can catch them every week on Below Deck Med. Thanks, you guys. For more, click around bravotv.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.